Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 54 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A History of His Faithfulness. Jim Cimbala said, "Faith deals with the invisible things of God. It refuses to be ruled by the physical senses. Faith is able to say, 'You can do what you like, because I know God is going to take care of me. He has promised to bless me wherever He leads me.' Remember that even when every demon in hell stands against us, the God of Abraham remains faithful to all His promises. Jesus Christ can do anything but fail His own people who trust Him." Today's text is Joshua 24, verses 1 through 5. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all his people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him through all the land of Canaan, and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and I gave Esau the hill country of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt with what I did in the midst of it, and afterward I brought you out." Joshua 24 is a sermon at Shechem directed to the leadership of the 12 tribes of Israel. Joshua calls together the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel to hear this message from God. The word "summoned" in verse 1 is a translation of three Hebrew words that literally mean "called before God." Talk about a divine summons. Everything Joshua said to them in chapter 24 was said with God as the divine witness. Joshua begins this summons with a reminder of God's faithfulness. In verse 2, he reminds the leaders of what God promised to Abraham. Then, in verse 3 and 4, he recalls the history of Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. In verse 5, Joshua mentions Moses and Aaron. At the end of verse 5, he recalls the Exodus from Egypt. The history of God working in the lives of people goes all the way back to Genesis. The same God who worked in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Joshua is the same God who would guide them as they lived in the Promised Land. You will not find one place in the history of Israel where God is not faithful. Alan Redpath made a great observation regarding these verses. If you scan chapter 24, you will find that between verses 2 and 13, the divine personal pronoun occurs no less than 17 times. Joshua is rehearsing what great things the Lord has done for his people. "I took, I gave, I sent, I brought you out, I destroyed your enemies, I delivered you from the hand of your enemies." As the inspiration for all of the future, Joshua brings to the people the record of their past history. From the very beginning of their history as a nation, they owed everything to the intervention and power of Almighty God. What does it mean when people talk about God's faithfulness? God's faithfulness refers to the fact that God always does what is right. God cannot act against His character. God is holy, just, pure, and right. Therefore, He always does what is holy, just, pure, and right. Since He can't break His word, He fulfills every promise He makes. So when people talk about the faithfulness of God, they mean that God acts from His unchanging character at all times, in every circumstance of life. God is always the same. He never changes. He doesn't waver. He is forever consistent. God never forgets His word, and He never fails on a promise. In Joshua 24, Joshua gives the people a historical reminder of God's faithfulness. Notice how the following verses from across the pages of God's Word remind us of His faithfulness. Psalm 119, 89 through 91 read, "Forever, O Lord, Your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By Your appointment they stand this day, for all things are Your servants." 1 Thessalonians 5:24. "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." 2 Timothy 2:13. "If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself." 1 Peter 4:19. "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good." 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Here's some questions for today. How would you feel if you were publicly called before God today? How do you think that meeting would go? As you reread Joshua 24, 1 through 5, how do you think the original hearers, the leadership of Israel, felt as Joshua reminded them of God's faithfulness? How would you tell someone what God's faithfulness means? In what specific ways has God been faithful in your life? Pray with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for Your faithfulness. Teach us what it means to be faithful in our lives so that we can exemplify You to everyone around us. In Christ's name, amen.